Before thinking about what we need to put in our backpack, we need to make sure it's waterproof. I don't care if a rucksack manufacturer claims that their rucksack is 100% waterproof. They never are. Not in the kind of conditions you might encounter. No rucksack will withstand wading across a lagoon or fording an underground river. So you always need a liner of some sort. If it's a proper rucksack liner, great. If not, a plastic bag will do. Inside that liner, you need another liner. One bag is never enough in water. Soldiers regularly put dry clothes in double bags. If it's something really important, like a radio, then it's even more crucial to double line it. I've lost count of the number of people I've met who have bought a waterproof bag in which to stow their phones, only to find that it's not waterproof at all. Two bags is always the way to go. Once you've waterproofed your rucksack, you can think about what to stow in it. Essential gear. A knife. Carry a knife, save a life. Later in the audiobook, we'll consider what you need to know. Emergency rations. At the bottom of your bag, you should always carry some emergency rations. A good stash would be a bag of nuts, energy bars, and flapjacks. Put them in a small bag and wrap it all up tightly with masking tape so it's like a solid brick. Stow it away at the bottom of your pack and forget about it, safe in the knowledge that if a day-long expedition turns into an overnighter, you've got a solid lump of 1,000 or so calories sitting there ready for use. A water filtration survival straw. These straws are plastic tubes with built-in filters. You simply put one end of the straw into contaminated water, be it in a bottle, a river, or even a puddle, and suck clean water through the top of the straw. The filter does all the hard work for you. I often carry one of these. They're cheap, light, and effective. Good bits of kit. Warm clothing. Clothing can be heavy and bulky. You don't want to be carrying too much. The really essential piece of gear is a warm, waterproof jacket to give you that extra layer of protection against the elements. Try to choose one with waterproof zips, Velcro cuffs, and an elasticated hem. Above all, it needs to be lightweight. A map. If you venture out into unfamiliar terrain without a map, you're asking for trouble. A compass. Later on in this audiobook, you'll hear lots of tips about how to find your way when you're lost, using the sun, the stars, and other forms of natural navigation. In terms of equipment, however, your best friend is always going to be a compass. It doesn't need to be big, expensive, or fancy. In fact, you want it to be small and light. A 2-meter length of cord. This has so many uses. For example, building shelters, fishing, trapping, kit repair, as a bootlace, as an emergency tourniquet. A head torch. Even better than a head torch? Two head torches. And a couple of spare batteries. Loads of people get themselves into dangerous situations because they slightly misjudge their timings and end up in unfamiliar terrain with no light source. A head torch shows you the way and keeps your hands free. A can of spray plaster. You only need a small one. It's antiseptic, as well as being able to seal small cuts or grazes. Survival tin and first aid kit. Listen to the next section for what these need to contain. And that's it. Lightweight, but containing all the items you really need. KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. Keep it waterproof. You need two waterproof liners. Keep it light. Heavy backpacks slow you down and drain your energy. Emergency rations will last for years. Waterproof jacket, map, compass, cordage, head torch. Job done.